We are learning with the tefillah that all of the hostages should return home safely in body and mind and spirit, that all of our soldiers should be safe and that they should be matzliach, that the Eibishter should give us the Purim nest that we are waiting for. We're learning in the S'chus of Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Yaakov Tuvia ben Chava Gittel. We have a bumper crop of Simchas this morning, Baruch Hashem. I don't know everybody's last name, so I'm simply going to say the first names that are on their numbers. But these are all our classmates who are celebrating the following Simchas: Chaya's grandsons, Bar Mitzvah Yaakov Moshe HaKoyen Friedman, Mazel Tov. Chana's granddaughter had a baby boy who is also Rebbetzin Jaffe's or Einikol great grandson. Mazel Tov to the Bubby and the Elta Bubby. Orit's granddaughter, Sarah Cohen, became a Kala. Mazel Tov. Chana's son, another Chana, and daughter-in-law had a baby boy. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And Danielle's grandson became or is becoming Bar Mitzvah, Azriel Yitzchak ben Menachem Mendel. Mazel Tov for all of these simchas, and simchas should just proliferate for all of us, as Hashem, all and only. There is one sicha today. There's one sicha this week for the project, Parshas Pekudei, Chelek Kaf Aleph. Si'if Aleph, Isa b'Zohar b'Parshasenu. In the Zohar, on our Parsha, it's written, and just to remind ourselves that the Zohar was written as a Pirush on Chumash, so it is organized according to the Parshas. So in the Zohar, on this Parsha, it's written, Shekasher ha'arin higia l'mkoymei al evin hashastia, that when the Arin reached its rightful place, which is on the Evin HaShestia, the foundation stone of the world. So the Zohar says, Pasach Aroina, the Arin opened, but the word Pasach here means opened and also opened its mouth as it were spoke. But Amar and said, and this is a pasuk from Tehillim, Zois Menuchasi, this is my resting place, Ade Ad forever. Hoy Eshev, here I will sit, Hivisiha, for I desired. The Zayar continues to say, Reb Yesa Amar, Haikra, Knesset Yisrael Amra. This pasuk from Tehillim, it wasn't the Aaron that said it, it was Bnei Yisrael that said it. Amra Le, they said it. B'shaita de'iz Bnei Bei Mikdasha, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, Va'al Aroina La'asrei, and the Aron was brought up to its place, Bnei Yisrael said that. A third opinion in the Zohar, Rabbi Chizkiya Amar, third opinion in the name of Rabbi Chizkiya is Amar Kutcha Brichu, Amar Le. I'm sorry, Rabbi Chizkiya Amar. Chizkiya said Kutcha Brichu Amar Le. This pasuk was said by Hashem. Al Knesset Yisrael, regarding Bnei Yisrael, Kad Yisrael Avdin Ruuse, Kishe Yisrael Oisin Es Ritzono Shel Kadosh Baruch. When Bnei Yisrael fulfill the will of Hashem, Daha Kedain, Kuchabricho Yosef Al Kursi Yakire, then Hashem sits on his throne, V'chayis Al Alma, and has mercy on the world, Ubracha, v'shalom, v'chavivusa, v'chola, ishtachech, u'kedein. I'm sorry, v'chola ishtachech. And then there is blessing and peace and endearment or love for all those present. U'kedein, and then he, u'kedein Amar, and then he says, Zois benuchasi ade ad. This is my resting place forever. So the Zohar cites three different opinions concerning one pasuk that is found in Tehillim as to when it was said and by who it was said. So simply speaking, the Rebbe said, as it appears, prima facie, Nechlekais Gimel Hadeyah Shebezayar L'shtayim, these three opinions can be divided into two categories. Beis Hadeyas HaRishayinais Hein Behetem Shutim Shel Aksuvim. The two first opinions, either that the Aron said this, or that Bnei Yisrael said this when they brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, align very well with the pshat of the narrative in the Navi over there. They both relate to when the Aron was brought to its rightful place. Ella shaladeya ha'echad amar ha'aron zois minuchasi ade ad ve'ilu ladas rabiyese knesset Yisrael hishamra. The only difference is that the first opinion says that the Aron actually said, this is my rightful place. And according to the second opinion, citing the name of Rabbi Yisa, Bnei Yisrael say this. That's regarding the first two opinions. Avoladas hagimel, but regarding the third opinion, lechayra ein hadavar shayach lepashtus and yonim shalaksuvim. Seemingly, the third opinion that opines that Hashem says this about Bnei Yisrael when we are fulfilling His will, this does not seem to align with the pshat, which is about Bias Ha'aron L'mkoyme B'Kadosh HaKadoshim. The Pshat is about the Aron being brought into Kadosh HaKadoshim. The Rebbe says, Aval Advarim Einam Mechavrim. But it's not so simple here. What's the question? Me'achar Shehadeya HaGimel Eina Shayeches Klal Le'idin HaMishkan V'HaMikdash HaKnisas Ha'aron L'mkoyme. Once we ascertain that the third opinion is not related to the idea of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, and specifically bringing the Aron into its rightful place. Shezeu teichen inim b'zayar kan. This would seemingly be what the Zayar is discussing. Im kein. So if this is the case, lama huva perizeh b'zayar kan meikara. So why does the Zayar b'chlal bring in the third opinion as cited from Reb Chizkiya? What is it doing here in this discussion? Halei peirushim ba'alma ala pasuk zois minuchasi vada yeshnam kama v'kama. If you're looking for opinions about this pasuk from Tehillim zois minuchasi ade ad, there are presumably many, many, many opinions. Why would the Zayar include this one here in what seems to be a discussion about the Aron being brought to its rightful place in the Mikdash? And the Rebbe says, "V'gam b'negei lebeis hadeis harishaynes." And now to look more, closely at the first two opinions. Move on. When you look a little bit more closely, it's understood. Shachiluk b'nehen ein rak mihu aimer zos minuchasi ade ad bovat. You begin to understand that the difference between the two is not only who said that pasuk. And we prove this. This is proven from the fact, because the Zohar prefaces this discussion or this running list of opinions about this pasuk. The Zohar prefaces this whole discussion with the following. Isa, it's written in the Zohar. Shapiru Alma, the Chizu da Alma, the beauty of the world and its appearance, lo yischazi ba'alma, was not seen in the world, ad de'izbene de'iskam mishkana, until the building and the erection of the Mishkan, va'al arayna legoy kacha, and the bringing up of the Aron to its holy place, meaning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, me'ahi shaita. From that time on, is chazei chizu b'chola ba'alma. From then on, the appearance of all could be seen in the world. V'istakin alma, and the world was rectified. V'azli v'ahu mishkana u'ahu arena. And this was scene, I think, but I'm not 100% sure. So if somebody has the English, please help me here. In that Mishkan and with that Arim, Adam. Oh, sorry, I understand. But Asli Bahu Mishkana, and this continued with the Mishkan and with the Arim, Adimati Lahahi Nikuda, until the Arim was brought to that specific spot, to that specific place, Dehi Yafen Noif, because that is the most beautiful place. Chedva Dechala, it is the place of joy for all. And once it reached that place, Makim Evan Hashasia, Kavan Demati, when it reached that place, Lahasam Kidain Pasach Arena Ba'amar. Then the Aron opened up and said this pasuk. So the Rebbe asks after this preface, "V'im Reb Yisa Bolay Marshalaya Aron Hu Ha'Emer El Knesset Yisrael." So if Reb Yisa wants to highlight that Bnei Yisrael are the ones who are saying this pasuk and not the Aron, Haya Loy Loy Marak, then Reb Yisa only had to say, "Haikra this pasuk Knesset Yisrael Amarle." Bnei Yisrael said this pasuk, but from the fact that he gives us this long preface, this long preamble, and he doubles back and he says, "B'shaita de'iz bnei bei mikdasha ba'al araina le'itrei." After that whole preamble, he then says that in the time when the Beis Hamikdash was built and the Arim was brought up to its rightful place, muvan, it's understood. That all of this comes to add something new, something more than just who is saying that pasuk. Shahadavar kashur, that the saying of that pasuk is connected. Loi rak la'arin atzmai, it's not just connected to the arin, elagam lizman de'iz b'nei bei mikdasha. But it's connected to the time that the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, if the only thing that Rabbi Yisa is adding or is differing on the first opinion is who says the pasuk, he wouldn't have to stage his opinion or frame his opinion with so much verbiage, with so much explanation about how the world changed when the Beis HaMikdash was built. V'haynu, this means, Sha'achiluk ben gimel hadeyas hu b'shtayim. The Rebbe says, this means that there are two differences. Hein mihu ha'omer zois minuchasi adei ad. There's both who says this pasuk, this is my resting place forever. Ha'arayin knesset Yisrael l'kutcha. There are three opinions. Either the Aaron says this, or Bnei Yisrael says this, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. But the difference is also Vehein Alma Ne'emar Kasuv Zeh. But the difference is also regarding what this pasuk is being said. In other words, what is being treated here? What is being addressed? Al Mikoymai Kadosh HaKadoshim, Al Gabe Eben HaShasiyah. Is it relating to that nexus of all holiness in the entire world, from which all holiness radiates in the Eben HaShasiyah? Is that what the pasuk is talking about? Alzman Beis HaMikdash, is it talking about the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built? Oy alazman di Yisrael Abdin Ruse, or is it addressing when Bnei Yisrael serve their beloved Hashem properly? Aval tzarech lahavin. The Rebbe said, but we have to understand. Aleph, Taychen Achiluk ben Beis HaDeyas HaRishonis. What is the conceptual, essential difference between the first two opinions? Kevon Shel Beis HaDeyas Medubar Kan Al Davar Zman Echad V'Inyan Echad. They're both talking essentially about the same time and about the same thing, which is when the Aron comes into Beis HaMikdash. V'Al Aroina La'asri. When the Aron comes to its rightful place. So Mahu Toichen Achiluk ben Amiras Arayna L'Amiras Knesset Yisrael. So what is really so important here? What is the critical difference between if this is an expression of the Aron or this is something that Bnei Yisrael said? And Beis ma inyana shel ha-hakdama al dvar ha-mishkan? And second, why this preface? Why all of this verbiage surrounding the Mishkan? De is b'nei, if you're reading from the Hebrew, there's a typo here. De is b'nei ba'aske Mishkana, that the Beis HaMikdash was built and it was set, it was erected. The Mishkan was set up, was built and was erected. The A'al Arena Legoi Kachan. And the Aren went up and into the Holy of Holies, B'Mishkan. Lahadeya harishayna, kevon shahapasuk zois minuchasi adayad koi bagos ha'aron lebeis hamikdash. Why all this verbiage, especially if you juxtapose it against the first opinion, which is that the Aron said this, and the Aron went into the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we need all of this, what seems to be extraneous expression about the erection, the building of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash? Beis, the Habir, and the Rebbe says, and the explanation. Hachiluk ben Gimel Hadeyasu, Mahu Ikar Ha'inyan b'mikdash, b'mishkan u'mikdash. Because what this is really all about is understanding what is the most critical aspect of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Ledeya ha'echad, according to one opinion, hine b'lashon ha'Ramban, this aligns with the opinion of the Ramban, in his words, ikar chifetz b'mishkan hu makay menucha shechina shehu ha'arein. The most essential aspect of the Mishkan is where the Shechina resides, and the Shechina resides on the Aron. So the Aron is the pivotal aspect of the Mishkan. V'lachein, aliba de deyazu. So in accordance with this opinion, pasach arayna v'amar zois minuchasi adeyat. So in accordance with this opinion, it's the Aron that says, this is my resting place for eternity. When did it say this? The Aron said this when it reached its place in the Kodesh HaKadosh. L'das Reb Yehesa, but in accordance with the opinion of Reb Yehesa, Iker in Yonam Shel HaMishkan Ramikdashu Sheyia L'Yisrael Mokim Kavua L'Avodas Hashem. Reb Yehesa is in alignment with the Rambam. And the Rambam says that the main thing of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is that B'nai Yisrael should have a set place, a permanent place to serve Hashem. In the words of the Rambam, B'lashon HaRambam, Bayis Muchan Liyos Makrivim Boy HaKabonais V'chaygigin Elav Shloish Pamim Bashan. It is a place that was readied for the offering of the various sacrifices and for coming to celebrate three times a year. The inyan ze nifal b'ikar, and this was effectuated b'shaita de'iz b'nei bei mikdasha v'al arayna l'atre, and this comes to expression when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was built, and the Aron was brought to its rightful place. V'azai matzu l'Yisrael Beis HaMikdash l'avayda, and that's when b'nei Yisrael had Beis HaMikdash to serve Hashem in B'chulei, Omitam Zeh, Knesset Yisrael Amma. And so from the perspective of this opinion, it's B'nai Yisrael who express themselves and say, this is my resting place for eternity. Oladas Reb Chizkiya, and according to the third opinion of the Zayar, Ikar in Yonam Shalom Mishkan V'amikdashu V'shachanti B'saychom. The main aspect of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash is that Hashem should be able to rest amongst B'nai Yisrael, right? Because this is the famous question. It should have said, "V'shachanti b'seichai," I will rest within it, but it says, "B'seicham," I will rest amongst you. I knew this means, "Shem nuchasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'shura b'hiyaisai sheichin bein b'seich B'nai Yisrael." That the main resting, as it were, of Hashem is connected to resting or residing amongst B'nai Yisrael. V'lachein svirale de kuchabrichu amar le al knesses Yisrael. And therefore, Reb Chizkiah opines that this pasuk zois menuchasi adayad, this was said by Hashem about Bnei Yisrael when they serve him properly. But once we understand that these and these are the words of the living God, very famous words from the Gemara about Machlekes, the Yisera Mizum, the Rebbe says, and even more so. Why? Because Benidim Didan, in this particular case, when you're talking about different opinions that are found in the Zohar, and what does it say about the Zohar? Delays taman that in the Zohar there is not found there are no questions and there's no arguing. That's not the way the Zohar is. So what we have to understand is it's true. One said like this, one says like that, but they are not arguing. Kalaymar, this is to say, loizu bavacha kol gimel hadeis emes ki chulan kayamais b'mikdash. It's not only that all three opinions are true and that they all exist in the mikdash. Ela yeser alkein, but there's even more. Kol hadeis kayamais ba'efin ikri ubepayel. They're not just like nice teachings or abstruse concepts, but they actually are important concepts that exist practically. Ella shehi misyachsayis legimul zmanim nifradim kedolakama. But what we have to understand is that they relate to three different eras in the concept of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash. The Rebbe says, as I will explain forthwith. So the Rebbe cites these three opinions, explains where these three Tanoim are coming from in giving us these three opinions and how they relate to three concepts or three ways of understanding what's the main function of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Ramban says that the main function is that the Shekhinah has a place to reside, and that is where the Aron is. The Rambam famously says that the main thing of the Mishkan / Mikdash is that Bnei Yisrael have a place to offer karbanos. And then the third opinion that Reb Chizkiah brings down relates to the Bishachanti B'Seicham, that the main thing that the Ebeshah wants is to be able to reside amongst us, each one of us, which is why he opines that that pasuk is actually said by Hashem. When Bnei Yisrael act properly, Hashem says, Zois minuchasi, this is my resting place, adei ad, for eternity. The Rebbe says that since these opinions are found in the Zohar, there's no arguments in the Zohar Bechlal. All three are important. All three are ikri. They're all axiomatic. They're all absolutely important. They're all operative, but we have to understand them as relating to three different eras. Gimel, Seif Gimel. Be'inin ha-mikdash, yesh bechlalos gimel zmanim be'inyanim. When you talk about the idea of a house for Hashem, as it were, there are generally three eras, three concepts. There's the Mishkan, HaMishkan. Then there's Beis HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim, Aleph HaHabez, the first and second of the Batei Mikdash. And then there's Beis HaMikdash Dela Asid HaBayis HaShlishi. And the third aspect of the third era is the Beis HaMikdash that we await every single day, the third Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Mevora Merumas Gam B'Divri Chazal, Al HaScholos Parsha Seinu. And as Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings down on the first pasuk of this week's parsha, on the words "Ele pekudei haMishkan, Mishkan haEdus," we have the famous question of why does it say Mishkan twice? And the explanation is haMishkan, Mishkan shnei pa'amim, remez, this is an allusion. These two words seems to be an alliteration. It's said twice. It alludes to the mikdash and is mashkin b'shnei korban. It alludes to the Beis HaMikdash that was taken away as collateral with the two destructions. And the Rebbe has many sichas where he treats these iconic words. The nimtza shakosav kamedaber, and we find that the pasuk is telling us aleph. First of all, ein mikra yotze midei pshutei oides hamishkan. First of all, this first pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, our parsha this week, is talking about the Mishkan. That's the pshat. But beis biremez al dvar hamishkan shenis mashke. But it alludes to the fact that the Mishkan was taken away as collateral omemela, and therefore gam al dvar beis hamikdash la'asit. It's also talking about third base Hamikdash, because it doesn't say they were destroyed. It says that they were taken away as collateral, which means it has to be returned. So because the pasuk alludes to the destruction of both Batei Mikdash, it relates to them as one. Rashi says it's remez lemikdash, one singular, shenis mashkin b'shnei chorbanin, that was taken away as collateral in both of the destructions. Mishkan lashon shenis mashkin. So Mishkan can mean a resting place, but Chazal told us this also is related to mashkin, to taking something as a collateral. Move on, the Rebbe says it's understood, shechorbanin, that they are having been destroyed, ein peirushay bitul v'kiloyen chas v'shalom. This doesn't mean that they were abnegated, they were destroyed, God forbid. Ela hadavar hu ba'ofen shel mashkin, but rather, they were taken as collateral. K'shem sheha mashkin yetzei mishos haloyve v'nimtza lefisha etzel hamalve, just like a mashkein is taken from the ownership of the borrower and is found temporarily. I'm sorry, it's taken out of the rishus of the lender, and it is found temporarily by the one who is giving the loan, right? It's taken as security. The saif saif muhsar el halayva, but at the end it will be returned to the one who borrowed and gave it as security, as collateral. Kainu gam b'nidan, so it's the same thing here. Shaham mikdash harishon v'hasheni rak shenis mashkin b'shnei chorbanin. It's only that the base of mikdash was taken away from us temporarily with the two destructions, but it was taken away on collateral. But it will be returned to us, the base Hamikdash HaGimel de la'asid, with the third base Hamikdash that will be in the very near future. Dalit. The Rebbe here now further parses the difference between these three eras. Hachiluk ben Gimel and Yonim Elu. The difference between these three eras, these three concepts, Hamishkan is the first, HaMikdash, which refers to both the first and second of the Batei Mikdash, VaHaMikdash de la'asid, and the future Beis HaMikdash. B'mishkan nifala be'ikar l'chalareish menuchas hashchina shehu ha'arein. In the Mishkan, the main thing that manifested was the resting or the residing of Hashem's presence, which is correlated with the Arein. This was something that did not exist prior to Yisera Mizu. Even more so, Inyan HaMenucha, Menuchasi Shela Arein, Ba'ayfin Kavua. This idea, Zois Menuchasi, this is my resting place of the Arein, in a Ayfin Kavua, in a set way, in a permanent way, This manifested in the Mishkan even more than in the Bati Mikdash. Because the Arain was in its place for the duration of the entire time that the Mishkan stood. Masha Enkein, in contradistinction, Bevate HaMikdash, with the first and second base HaMikdash. Hare B'Mikdash Sheni, Ne'edar HaArein Milechatchila. In the second base HaMikdash, the Arein wasn't there at all. Va'af B'Mikdash Rishain, Lo'i Haya Arein Matzu Kolz Man Shehaya Kayem. And even in the first base HaMikdash, they did not have the Arein the whole time. Ki B'Sayiv Zmanai, Gonzu Yeshiyahu. Because at the end of the first base HaMikdash, Yeshiyahu hid the Arein. So the Mishkan is correlated with the Inyan of Arein. The Chol Zeh B'negei La'Arein. It's all about the Arein. Ma She'en Kein B'Inyan HaMnucha B'Chlalos HaMishkan V'HaMikdash Hare Adrab. But from the other side, the idea of the menucha, the resting place of Hashem in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, there's something to be said that is entirely missing in the concept of the Mishkan. And what is that? HaMishkan haya mitultal mimakom lemakom. The Mishkan was transported from one place to another. V'nikra oihel. And it was so temporary that it was referred to as a tent. V'loi haya by inyan hakvius v'hamenucha. So it was lacking this aspect of permanence and resting place. Ma she'en kein bevatei hamikdash shebinyanam haya kavua b'makom echad. But in contradistinction, when it came to the batei mikdash, you're talking about something that was built in a permanent fashion and remained in one place. Ela shebeis batei hamikdash lehayu binyanim nitzchim. But they were not eternal edifices. Behem niklu miYisrael, af shemikoymay nishar b'kdushasay shchina eina b'teila. They were taken from Bnei Yisrael, although the place where they were built remains sacred and holy because shchina never dissipates. Aval habayis hashlishi yeh binyan nitzchi. But the third Beis HaMikdash will be a place of eternity. So the Arain has the full-blown manifestation. I'm sorry, the Mishkan has the full-blown presence of the Arain. The Batei Mikdash are lacking that, but they have the Inyan of Kfios. They have the Inyan of permanence, but they lack eternity. The third Beis HaMikdash is going to be an eternal edifice. And if, hey, the Rebbe says, Ba'al Pizeh, and now based on what we have understood about the difference between the Mishkan, the Batei Mikdash, and the Mikdash Shel Asid Lavai, Yesh Levar is Gimel HaDeis B'Zohar. Now the Rebbe is going to correlate these three categories that he has laid out vis-a-vis the Mikdash to the three opinions in the Zohar with which he began. Hadea Aleph, the first opinion, Pasach Arayna Va'aymar Zayis Menuchasi Adei Ad, the Aron opened and said, this is my resting place for eternity. Ba Behemshech Lazer. This comes as a continuation, as the Zayar explains, She'iz B'nei V'iskam Mishkana, that the Mishkan was built and erected. Va'al Arayna L'Goy Kacha. And the Aron went up to its holy place. Ki inyan zeh shel menucha hamisyaches beikar ela arein has chalasai beikrei nifalu b'mishkan. Because this concept of menucha that relates in the main to the arein, this began and this manifested mainly in the Mishkan. Aval ein zu menucha b'shaychus el habayis hamishkan gufa. But this is not a menucha that relates to the edifice. It relates to the Arein. V'lachem, b'negei l'Yisrael, mahu ha'makayim, v'habayi shabo elav. But when, from the perspective of Bnei Yisrael, what were they coming to? They were coming to a place where they could serve Hashem. And so regarding Bnei Yisrael, it says, Nemar, ki lo basem goymer el hamnucha ve'el hanachala, that in Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh, it says, you'll only come to the menucha, to your resting place and to your inheritance when there's a Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. So b'deya ha-beis b'zoy, ha-medubar hu al dvar zman ha-mikdash. So in the second opinion in the Zohar, that's talking about the time of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shaita de'iz b'nei bei mikdasha, v'al aroina le'isrei, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, and the Aron went to its rightful place, she'az nase makayim ubinyan kavua l'hashras hashchina, and it was then that there was a place, a permanent place for the resting of Hashem's presence. O memele higiu Yisrael el hamnucha vel hanachla, and therefore Bnei Yisrael could be considered to have come to their resting place and to their inheritance, el makayim kavua muchan l'avoda, to a set place that is ready for their spiritual work. Ubalashan Harambam, and like the Rambam says, Kevan shenivna hamikdash b'Yerushalayim, once the mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, nesru kol hamekoymais kulan libnais behen bayis l'Hashem. All the other places where bamais used to be built and other places where Hashem used to be served, all of that became prohibited. Ve'ein sham bayis l'dayer hadayis ella b'Yerushalayim. And there is no other place for generations except for in Yerushalayim, Bovad, Bahar Maria, and specifically on Har Maria, Sheba Nemar Vayomer David Chulei Bezeh Mizbeach L'Oyla L'Yisrael, as David HaMelech said, this is the place where there will be a Mizbeach for Bnei Yisrael to bring burnt offerings to Hashem. Vayomer Zois Menuchasi Ade At, and this is my resting place forever. Bnei Yisrael said, Ubedeya Hagimol, but according to the third opinion of Zohar, Midubar Al Kalpanim Mirumas, it speaks of, at the very least, it alludes to Al Dvar Hashlemus de Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash Hagimol de La'asid. This talks about the culmination, the completion of the Beis Hamikdash with the third Beis Hamikdash. Debizman she Yisrael Yimlu Bishlemus as Ritzaine Bekavanasa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, Yimalu, I think. When Bnei Yisrael will complete the will of Hashem and the intention of Hashem, Kad Yisrael Abdin Use, when Bnei Yisrael are serving their beloved Hashem, Hainu Bishlemus, in a complete fashion, Yiya Habayis Nitzri, then we will merit the eternal home, the eternal edifice, shelo yinatel miYisrael la'olam, which will never be taken away from us forever. Va'az, and then oimer kutcha brichu al knesses Yisrael, then Hashem says about Bnei Yisrael, zayis menuchasi ade ad, this is my resting place forever. Ki hashraz kakadosh baruch hu biYisrael hi ba'ofen shel menuchasi ade ad, because then and only then will the residing of Hashem upon and amongst Bnei Yisrael be in a way of Nuchasi Ade Ad, my resting place forever, Menucha V'Nachala Nitzchis B'Gilui. It will be a resting and an inheritance that is eternal and is so in an open and manifest way. Se'ivav. Kishem Shekenu B'Nagei L'Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, Ha'alef U'Beis, Ba'Bayis HaShlishi, She'enam Inyanim Nifradim. So just like we have explained that the Mishkan, the first Batei Mikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second, and the third, are all part of one continuum. They're not three separate things. Elokulam Inyan Echad V'Hemshech Echad, but rather they are one thing. They are a continuation of one concept. HaMitzvah Lashon Yochid Deva'asu LiMikdash Hischila V'Niskayma B'Binyan HaMishkan, Himshicha B'Beis HaMikdash Aleph Habez, Ubishlei Musa, Kemitzvas Ritzainecha, Tikuyam Bevinin Beis Hashlishi, Bimhera Viamenu Amen. Just like it's one mitzvah in Lashon Yachid, Va'asuli Mikdash, it begins with the building of the Mishkan. It continues through the building of the first two Batei Mikdash and will come to a crescendo with doing the will of Hashem. It will be fulfilled through the third Beis HaMikdash, may be built speedily in our days. Al derech zeh hu gam b'negeh l'pratim ha-mudgashim b'zayar. So is it with the concepts regarding the Mishkan and the Mikdash that are underscored and highlighted in the Zohar. And when it talks about the resting of Hashem, Hamnucha B'Shaychus, it speaks about the resting of Hashem as it relates to three different things. La'arain, to the Arain, Beis HaMikdash, to the entirety of the edifice, and to Knesset Yisrael, and to B'nei Yisrael, and Hashem's relationship with them. She'enam inyanim nifradim ella hemshach echad. These are not three separate things. They're all part of one continuum. V'yuvan, and we'll understand this, behektem kama diyukim b'loshen hadeya hagimel. We will understand this by parsing the text of the third opinion and looking at some very specific terminology. Aleph. The first thing we want to look at is ha'arichus. We want to look at the elongated way in which the Zohar describes deha kedin yasib al kursei yakira, that at that time Hashem will sit on his heavenly throne, the chayis al alma, and brings upon, and has mercy on the world, ubracha v'shalom v'chavibusa, and there is blessing, there is peace, there is endearment, dechula ishtachech, to all that are present. That's one thing that the Zohar says, va'oid, and a second thing, l'chayra b'ma nogei inezeh l'kan. Why is this even relevant to what we're discussing here? Halekan, mayri b'zeh, shekutu b'richu, emezos mifasi adayat. Rak al Knesset Yisrael v'loy b'shayches la'olam b'chlalusay. It would seem that what is being discussed is what Hashem is saying about and giving Knesset Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. But why does the Zohar go into this elongated description of what will happen at that time for the world entire? Zayin. Babir b'zeh. An explanation, the Rebbe says, is as follows. Pasach aroina v'aymar zois mupasi ade at. That opinion in the Zohar, hi ha'avoida de Torah. This relates to the avoida of learning Torah, kimuvan. Sharei zeu kolin yone shala arin. And this is very self-understood because, of course, what's in the arin? In the arin are the luchos, Torah. Ein ba'arin rak shnei luchos havanin. The only thing found in the arin were both sets of luchos. Bahashleimus de Torah hi kasher asa kater kasher ase kater hu ba'efen shel menucha leloi kol inyanim hamaval. And when do we have the most consummate type of Torah learning? It's when it's done in a place of rest and permanence. And then you don't have all the distractions of upheaval and constant travel and so on and so forth. K'maymer Hazal, like Hazal teaches, lo nitna Torah lidrash ela lo'ichli hamon. The Torah was given to the Dor HaMidbar, to those that ate the man. They had no worries, they had no distractions, they had no preoccupation. U'k'moshin is bar kama pamim ha'perish b'zeh. And like this Maimer Chazal was found in the Mechilta. It has been explained a number of times. Shekedei lahavin ulahasik es haTorah kidibay. In order to understand and grasp the Torah properly, Sarich Adam Lies Ben Chayrin Mikal Hatirdais Ham Balbalis Bidugmas Eichle Hamon. A person has to be free from all the worries and all the preoccupations that distract them, just like those who ate the man well. V'chasher limra terehu k'dabari. Harei gadol limo ch'mevi l'dei mais. And what happens when Torah is studied properly? It brings to action. HaTorah ba v'nimsheches b'maisa ha-mitzvos u'pe'elos b'hen shleimus. The Torah is brought down into the fulfillment of mitzvahs, and makes that the fulfillment of the mitzvahs should be done properly and completely. Sha'al yidei zeh nifal ha-bira shel ha'olam. What happens through this? The world is refined. And this is expressed in that the mikdash is built. That a permanent place for Hashem can be built in the world. And in that place, you have the Torah, the strength of the Torah, and you have its effectiveness, and that's where it's found. And that is spoken of when it says that the Arin went to its rightful place. Va'az, and at that time, Bishaita de Izbene, when the house of Hashem is built, Aymeres Knesset Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael say, Zois Menuchasi Adayat, this is my resting place for eternity. Shenasish Shleimos HaMenucha Shel Yisrael. Because this is the completion, the fruition of Bnei Yisrael's resting. Bahashlimam es hakavana shalishma nivru, when they're able to complete the intention for which all of the world was created, for which Bnei Yisrael were created. Ani nivresi l'shamash eskeni, we were created to serve our master. Ali dekiyum ritzayna taira umitzvus. So far we have taira. The first opinion of the Zohar is, which is correlated with the Mishkan, is correlated with learning Torah. The second opinion that is correlated with the Batei Mikdashos is correlated with mitzvahs. The Chasher Yisrael Avdin Re'usei. The third opinion, when Bnei Yisrael serve their beloved Hashem, Azei Kutcher Bricho Amar Le'al Knesset Yisrael, then Hashem says this pasuk about Bnei Yisrael, Zois Menuchasi Adei Ad, this is my resting place forever. Shenas is Kav Yachol Shlei Musi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yisrael V'Kutcha Bricho Kul Achad. That Kav Yachol, as it were, Hashem is brought to fruition because Bnei Yisrael and Hashem are one. U'mamshich B'Zohar U'mevi Raya L'zeh. And the Zohar continues and brings a proof. And explains, in which way does the Kav Yachol, the completion of Hashem, come to expression? Because at that time, Hashem sits on his throne, and has mercy on the world. And blessing and peace and endearment is found for all that are present. What does this mean? Kasha mitzius ha'olam eina mafriya l'avedasam shel Yisrael. When the existence of the world does not interfere with the avodah that Bnei Yisrael have to do, va'adrab, on the contrary, ha'anhaga shel ha'olam gufa afilu shel ha'gashmit hi ba'ofen shel bracha v'shalom. When the world runs in such a way, physically, the Rebbe says, that the world exists in a way of blessing and peace. It's a proper place. It's a fitting place. Matim u'misayel hanagasam shel Yisrael. It is fitting and it is helpful to the avodah that Bnei Yisrael have to do. Kedin Amar, then Hashem says, Zois Menuchasi Kuli. This is my resting place. Oz Mizgala Sheknesis Yisrael Hein Mochein L'Shifta Yisbarach. Then it is revealed, it becomes very clear that Bnei Yisrael are the resting place, the place where Hashem resides. Shenishlemes pnimius hakavana va'inin dira lo yizbarach. That the innermost desire and intention of Hashem, that Hashem should have a dira lo yizbarach, a resting place in this lower world, is completed. Lador v'lishkoim b'nishamais Yisrael lamata, to reside and to rest in the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael here in this world. Ches. Val pizem move on gam b'negei l'mishkan u'batei hamikdash. And now we can further understand this and apply this to the Mishkan and the two batei mikdash. Shehem inyan v'hemshach echad. That they are one thing. They are part of one continuum. Shehaskalasai b'binyan ha-mishkan. It begins with the building of the Mishkan. V'kiyum ha-davar hu ba'ifin kazeh. Shebatei ha-mikdash mu'viyim v'gorimim es ha-inyan v'ha-gilui shebinyan ba'is shlishi. And this concept is ascertained in such a way that the two batei mikdash become the cause for the revelation and the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. It's one uninterrupted avodah. And as is underscored in the limud from the Chachamim that was mentioned earlier, that Rashi mentioned in the chitas of yesterday, remez lemikdash shenismashkin b'shnei korbanim, that the doubled word mishkan in pasuk aleph of this parsha alludes to the fact that the mishkan was taken away as collateral by the two destructions. Why? Alavayna seim shel Yisrael, because of our sins. How I knew this means shahachzaras hamikdash ain't a prat nifrad b'fnei atzmai. It means that the return of the mikdash is not something separate. Ela hadavar hu bedugmas mashkein, but rather it was taken away to be held as security, as collateral. Shahamechuvan b'netilas hamashkein the idea, the intention of taking away something as security, as collateral, and holding it, it's not just that you're not taking it away, but it promises you that the borrower will return, Bnei Yisrael will do what they have to do, and they will get back what was taken away as collateral. So not only is it not taken away unilaterally and forever, but on the contrary, the whole paradigm of a mashkin is that it underscores that it will be given back because what is owed by the borrower will be returned. Kalaimar, that's to say, Shezeg gufa shabeis hamikdash ha'alef ha'beis nismashkin. The very fact that two batei mikdash were taken away as collateral, harei zeg goyrim u'maftiach sheyisrael yisnahagu k'debai. It means that Hashem promises, because Hashem knows and believes that Bnei Yisrael will give back their debt, will do what they have to do. V'lachein yuchzar lahem beis hamikdash. And so they will get back what was taken as collateral. Once we understand that this mitzvah that runs like an artery throughout our history from the beginning of time until the third Beis HaMikdash, once we understand that this mitzvah was given in relation to the Mishkan Dafna, move on, Sheba Mishkan Gufa Yesh Dugmas Ukein Gimel Hanyanim Hanau. So it must mean that all these three inyanim are found in the Mishkan itself. The three eras, the three aspects, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, and the Bayis Hashlishi. And now the Rebbe explains. Back, and this, yes, I've said this before, I'm saying it again. I apologize that I don't know how to prepare these charts that should have been prepared for a sikha like this, where the Rebbe is subdividing it very clearly, and it would be very cool to, and as we all know, that's Tzipa's specialty. Ba'aklamas ha-mikdash ha-mishkan be-parshasenu, when it talks about the erection of the Mishkan in our parsha, la'achar v'atuchal kol avodas mishkan oil mayid, hayu gimel zmanim v'inyanim. So there are three particular kind of time frames regarding the Mishkan. There's number one, Zman Hakamas HaMishkan B'Zayin Yimei HaMiluim. There's the way in which the Mishkan was, let's just say, initiated or oriented. It was put up, it was taken apart, it was put up and taken apart in the 7 days of initiation. The Afal Pisha Az Hukam Kvar HaMishkan V'Arein Huchnas L'Teiche B'Kulei D'Leik Hizman Shalafanav She'Bayadayin Loi Haya Mishkan Kim Rak B'Lachais V'Asiyais L'Tzarech HaMishkan K'Hachana L'Hakamasa. So during the Zayin Yimei HaMiluim, during this week, even though the Mishkan was erected and the Arin was even put in the Mishkan, which was different than prior to that, but still during this time, it wasn't yet the full-fledged Mishkan. It was that there were malachis that were done for the Mishkan, but they were preparatory. But it wasn't yet in its set form. Because during this week, Moshe Rabbeinu kept erecting it and taking it apart. And although all the avodas were done, but they weren't referred to as the avodah that the kohanim would do later. They weren't in the same category. Then came the second time, b'yom hashmini lemiluim, on the eighth day, b'chaydesh harishon, on the first day, b'echad l'chaydesh, so it was reish chaydesh nisan, hukam hamishkan. Now the mishkan was set up for good, for real, as it were. Az ha'isa ha'kamasai la'amda. Then it was set up in order to stand. V'nitna ha'yicheles la'avoida b'mishkan la'achreza. And that was when there was the possibility of serving in the Mishkan the way it would happen for the entirety of its existence. V'achiluk ben beizai fani ha'kamada mishkan atzmai. And the difference between these two time slots, the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim and what happened on Chodesh Nisan, Yesh Leimer Shehu B'Dugmas HaHefresh Ben HaMishkan Tehoya Be'ikar Menucha Pratis Avora Arein Aval HaMishkan Atzma Hoya Dira Arai Oihel Uvein Beis HaMikdash Hoya Diras Kva Mokai Menucha L'Knesses Yisrael. You could say that the difference between the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is like the difference between the Mishkan, which was in the main about giving the Aron a place to rest, and the two Batei Mikdash that was a central and permanent place for Bnei Yisrael to serve Hashem. Umishanishlema hakamas haMishkan b'shmini lemiluim v'kama avodos hinei la'achrei zeh paisa hashkoras hashkina b'Yisrael. And after the Mishkan was set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and after the avodos that were done then, after this, this was a place where the Shechina would rest amongst Bnei Yisrael. Like it says at the end of our parsha, and the glory of Hashem filled the Mishkan. And then the glory of Hashem was shown to the whole nation. And this idea that Hashem's glory filled the Mishkan, and then all of Bnei Yisrael were able to behold it. This is Me'ein HaMenucha Beveis HaMikdash HaShlishi. This is likened onto the resting place of Hashem in the third Beis HaMikdash, about which the Zayar says, the Kutshabrichu Amar Le Al Knesses Yisrael Kulei Zoyis Menuchasi Adei At, that Hashem says about Bnei Yisrael, this is my resting place forever. Ukadisa b'siforna l'pasuk, and like it says in the siforna l'pasuk, b'halois ha'anan me'al ha'mishkan, when it says that the cloud would go up upon the Mishkan, the kol kach chaysa shriyas hashchina kva b'mishkan, so much so was the resting of the Shechina permanent on the Mishkan, shalayhaya mistali klal misham at shahayu Yisrael tzuchel minsaya, that Hashem's presence would not remove itself from it until Bnei Yisrael had to travel. V'zeh loy haya b'shiloy v'loy b'bayis rishon v'loy b'bayis shein. And such a concentrated residing of Hashem Shechina was not replicated, not in Shilai, and not even in the Batei Mikdash. So in the Sicha, the Rebbe is underscoring that there's certain milas in the Mishkan that were not replicated in the Batei Mikdash. There's certain milas of the Batei Mikdash that were not found in the Mishkan. The Gam Mishkan Hayezeh Bizman U'Bekesh Inyan Chad Yisrael Abdin Usay Bishlemus. And so in the Mishkan, in this third aspect of once the Mishkan is set up, is connected to what the Zohar said, that when Bnei Yisrael serve their beloved Hashem properly, Bishlemus completely, Sharei Inyazeh Shatishra Hashkina Bachem Nifal Alidei Karbonaisav Avedasai Bishlemusam Begam Shal Ar. That this inyan of Hashem saying about Bnei Yisrael Zois Menuchasi, when is that enacted? When Bnei Yisrael serve Hashem properly. And this was seen in the Mishkan when Hashem rested amongst them, and it was effectuated through their Avodah and through their Kabbanas, and it was complete because it was also through Aaron, not through Moshe, who served as a Kohen Gadol during the Shivasi Me'amiluim, but through Aaron. But Azai, and then Niskaima Shlemus HaMenucha Shal HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, Edos LiYisrael, Shevita Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMais HaEgel, Shaharei HaHishrash Kinasei B'neihem. And that was the culmination of Hashem resting in the Mishkan. Mishkan HaEdos, the Mishkan was testimony to Bnei Yisrael that Hashem had forgiven them for Maisa HaEgel and and was resting amongst them. Yud. V'Esek V'Teres HaBayis Shebechol Hazman Mishkan Mikdash Rishon U'Sheni Teres Sh'al Yedei Zeh Ani Mala Aleim Ki'ilu Him Oiskin V'Vinyan HaBayis. And engaging in Torah that is about the Beis HaMikdash in all times and all the aspects of the Mikdash, the Mishkan, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and engaging in this Torah about which Hashem says that I reckon it for you as if you were engaged in building the Beis HaMikdash, O Memela HaDavagarim Shalagia Binyan Beisi Batal. And so when we learn, and Hashem says, I reckon it as if you're building the Beis HaMikdash, so we are able to cause that the Beis HaMikdash is not batel, kevir chazal, that it's a mitzvah to do it. So when we engage in this Torah, mimaher u'mizaris es giluyav shel habayis hashlishi b'poyel yigle v'yavoy mishamayim. Yigla v'yavoy mishamayim. So when we engage in this learning, in the mitzvah of learning, we hasten and we bring closer the revelation of the Bayis Shlishi actually, which will be revealed and will come from heaven, va'az yiskayim kol hanal b'shleimos, and then everything that we spoke of above will come to fruition in its fullness. Shleimos ha'Torah menuchas ha'arein. There will be the completion of the Torah, which is alluded to in the first aspect of the Mishkan, which is the Arein, or in the first opinion of the Zohar that the Arein says zayis menuchasi. There'll be shleimos am Yisrael. There'll be the completion of our nation, menuchasi shel knesses Yisrael. That is the second opinion, that B'nai Yisrael said zayis menuchasi. And we will have Kav Yachal, the Shleimus of Hashem, which are Brichu Shalem, in accordance with the third opinion of the Zohar, that Hashem says, Zayis Menuchasi, V'gilu Yiyah L'Eni Kol Ha'amim. No, the Golu Yiyah L'Eni Kol Ha'amim, it will be revealed before the eyes of all the nations, Asher Kutcha Brichu Amar Le, that Hashem says this Pasuk Al Knesset Yisrael, about B'nai Yisrael, Zayis Menuchasi Ade Ad. This is my resting place for eternity. And this is the Sicha for today, the only Sicha of the project for this week. And we should see this Galui, this Gilui immediately. The Shleimus of the Am, Shleimus of the Aretz, Shleimus of Hashem, Shleimus of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Please unmute yourself if people want to say something.
Thank you very much.
My greatest pleasure. Are we still being taped?